It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. My name is Erica, and I just started listening to your show a few weeks ago, I guess, right around Halloween time. I don't know why I had never tried to look for a ghost story podcast before, but all of a sudden I had the idea and I found you and I was really excited. Just like a lot of your other callers, I have had a lot of experiences starting from when I was a child and have only just recently started to tell people about them because it's hard to see that look on people's faces if they're not also believers in ghosts, that you must be a crazy person. So I've had a lot of experiences, but I'll just start with a short one for today. I was living in Portland, Oregon a few years ago, and my then husband and I moved into an apartment that was actually in an old house that was in the northwest part of the city. I wasn't sure at the time when the house was built, but it was clear that it was about 100 years old. And for the most part, our apartment felt pretty okay. The basement of the house was terrifying. That's where the laundry was, and I would a lot of times make my husband go downstairs with me when I did laundry because I was too afraid to be there by myself. But nothing really happened in our apartment until one day when it was actually an evening. I was sitting on the floor for whatever reason, watching a movie. Sorry about the street noise. I'm walking because I don't want to be in my house talking about this stuff because I don't want to invite it in. Anyway, I was sitting on the floor watching a TV show on my computer for whatever reason, and I had my headphones on, so I was kind of like totally zoned in. My husband was on the couch and to my left, and all of a sudden I felt footsteps walking on the old hardwood floor behind me, and it was so real that I actually thought that my husband had gotten up from the couch and was walking behind me to go into the kitchen. And kind of simultaneously, when I realized that he was still on the couch, I noticed that my cat was sitting right next to me, to my left, but facing the opposite direction. and he was looking up into the air very concentratedly at something. And so obviously at this point, I'm, you know, thinking what is happening right now. So I look up and behind me, and there's nothing there. The cat continues to stare into thin air about 6 feet above me. And all of a sudden, I get this image in my head of a man, a tall man, standing in a trench coat, kind of like a 1940s, like Dick Tracy look, like one of those tan trench coats that belts at the waist, and, you know, an old-fashioned hat. He's just standing there. And it's just this, like, flash of image. It's like I see it in my mind's eye, not with my eyes. And I actually wasn't scared other than the fact that it was unexpected and kind of like, what the hell? But I didn't get any feeling of like menace or aggression from him. And then it was gone. And I told my husband about it, and he believes in ghosts because he's had experiences as well. But, you know, we didn't really know what to think. But I made a mental note that next time I saw the landlord, I was going to ask him some information about the history of the house. So, lo and behold, a few weeks later, we start having an electrical problem in our apartment, and the landlord comes up, and I said, hey, Yuri, you know, just out of curiosity, do you know anything about the history of this house? And he said, well, yeah, actually I do. It was built in 1903 as a private home. throughout the years, especially starting in the Depression, it was divided up into smaller and smaller pieces, but during the 1940s, it was a duplex, and in one half of the house, there was a World War II officer and his wife and child. And as soon as he said that, I knew that the man that I had seen was the World War II officer. The timing sounded right, and it's something clicked in my gut. And it was just really interesting because I'd had experiences before, but I'd never been able to research or find out any information about the people that I might have been seeing. I had a couple of other experiences in that same apartment, one of which I was getting poked in the forehead for a few minutes while I was trying to watch TV a different time. And to the point where I actually made my husband pause whatever we were watching and told him, what's happening? Then it stopped. We started again. The poking started again. And finally, I paused it and I said, all right, this is really annoying. I get that you're here. But please stop touching me. And it stopped, and it never happened again. Anyway, that's just one apartment that I've had some strange experiences in. Thank you very much for creating this place for people to talk about stuff like this. And I hope to hear my story on your show. Have a great day. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.